Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, everybody. This is Chad from the TortureCast, and I just attended the pregame presser by Bochy here in the Giants dugout at AT&T Park on July 5th, 2016, before they face the Colorado Rockies. So I'm just going to go down a few quotes and generalizations from what Bochy said. Obviously, the All-Star selections were announced while a lot of us were hanging out in the Giants clubhouse, and so it was a really interesting view to get from some of the subdued reactions from people in the clubhouse. As we know right now, Madison Bumgarner, Johnny Cueto, and Buster Posey are on the team, but it was somewhat surprising that Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt were not announced, at least as reserves. It's understandable that they weren't voted in, but they didn't get in as reserves. So we asked Bochy that, or at least several media members asked Bochy about that, leading off the pregame presser. And he said he talked to Terry Collins a few days ago and said that Crawford was probably the All-Star candidate, but Belt also has a shot. He seemed to be a little disappointed and subdued in his reaction, so I think Bochy is disappointed in Terry Collins, especially considering that, okay, you know, Addison Russell got the vote, can't do anything about that, but that Corey Seager got the reserve nod was a little surprising. But he said you also saw all the voting, and of course 5 out of the 8 starting position players for the National League are Cubs, including the entire infield. He also commented on Denard Span. He is doing better, and he may play on Friday. Also, the plan is to start Madison Bumgarner still on Sunday versus Arizona. And if you didn't know, if a pitcher starts on the Sunday before the All-Star game, they cannot pitch. So, you know, the big view, of course, is that the Giants need Madison Bumgarner. They want to win the division. So they'll do anything they can, even if it means sacrificing an appearance of Madison in the All-Star game. Also, no return date for Pence. He did take BB today, and they will have a return date for him as of this weekend when he starts his rehab. Also, Matt Duffy just took his first batting practice since his injury, but no update on when he's going to be back. Kelby Tomlinson is going to be playing in Sacramento this weekend as a part of his rehab, so he's pretty close to returning. And then Joe Panik is still in full rest mode until at least after the All-Star break. So again, no date on his return. So that's about it. It's a beautiful day here at AT&T Park as the Giants are about to face the Colorado Rockies. Johnny Cueto's kids almost took my face off with a baseball, and Mac Williamson is a lot bigger than I thought in person as he walked by me. So anyway, follow us on Twitter at TortureCast and like us on Facebook, and I'll be tweeting like mad tonight, so hopefully we'll see you later.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.